top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jason Walker. Starting off in the National Basketball Association, Cleveland over the Boston Celtics, 123-116. But we'll quickly point out, in that game, the Celts bolted out to a 25-3 lead, but the Cavs came roaring back to win the game. Denver 134, Detroit 119, Oklahoma City 135 over Atlanta 119. It was Portland 121, Brooklyn 102, while Miami took care of the Indiana Pacers 125-120. New York Knicks 114, Memphis 113, Chicago beat Toronto in overtime 125-115. It was Phoenix 125, New Orleans 108, Utah skimming past Minnesota 117-116, and the Lakers beat the Clippers 106-102. This is SRN Sports. Three games on the ice last night. Toronto beat the Rangers 3-2. Dallas over Los Angeles 6-2. And Colorado skating past Minnesota. Final there was 5-2. One game in college basketball action involving ranked teams. Number 20, Purdue, knocked off UCLA 76-66. In baseball play, spring training style, your winners yesterday: Houston, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Cleveland. Also winning, the Athletics, Arizona, the Dodgers, Seattle, and the Cubs. Toronto, Baltimore, the Angels, the Yankees all winning, as did the Mets, Atlanta, and San Francisco. And Auburn football coach Hugh Freeze diagnosed with an early form of prostate cancer. This is SRN Sports.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky thanking the American people and leadership while voicing hope for strong relations after an explosive Oval Office meeting with President Trump and VP Vance Friday.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
After that blowout, Zelensky was shown the door. Then on Fox News Channel, special report with Brett Baer.
I'm very thankful to Americans for all your support. You did a lot. I'm thankful to President Trump.
The Ukrainian president is now in London to meet with European and NATO leaders. I'm Julie Walker.
A survey of 1,210 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 24th and 26th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. The latest figures include 35% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing, and 40% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a presidential approval index rating of -5. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Government says inflation edged a tenth of a point lower last month compared to December, 2.5% in January. It's getting closer to the Fed's 2% target. At the same time, consumer spending fell 0.2% last month from December.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
3 games on the ice last night. Toronto beat the Rangers 3-2. Dallas over Los Angeles 6-2. And Colorado skating past Minnesota. Final there was 5-2. 1 game in college basketball action involving ranked teams. Number 20, Purdue, knocked off UCLA 76-66. In baseball play, spring training style, your winners yesterday: Houston, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Cleveland. Also winning, the Athletics, Arizona, the Dodgers, Seattle, and the Cubs. Toronto, Baltimore, the Angels, the Yankees all winning, as did the Mets, Atlanta, and San Francisco. And Auburn football coach Hugh Freeze diagnosed with an early form of prostate cancer. This is SRN Sports.
News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky's visit to the White House ended early after a diplomatic breakdown on Friday.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's leader turned ugly.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're running low on soldiers.
Don't, please.
You're running low on soldiers.
Vice President Vance also got involved in the explosive back and forth. A planned news conference and ceremony to sign a U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal were canceled, and Zelensky left the White House empty-handed. The president wrote on social media that Zelensky can come back when he is ready for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Several Republican senators rallied to support the president after that tense Oval Office meeting.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Vladimir Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance, standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is among those applauding Elon Musk and his Doge work for calling on federal workers to submit a list of the work they've actually accomplished over the past week.
This kind of, you know, job performance metrics are very common in the private sector. I understand a lot of government agencies don't have them, but surely most people could reflect on a full week's worth of work and figure out what they contributed.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Africa looking forward to a visit from evangelist Franklin Graham.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He's due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future, spending $1.6 million on TV ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former State Attorney General Brad Scheibel. He is pro-life and opposes the LGBT political agenda. This is SRN News. Skype, as you've noted, is about to become a thing of the past.
Microsoft says it's retiring Skype in May, shifting some of its services to Microsoft Teams, its flagship video conferencing platform. Skype users can use existing accounts to log into Teams, which Microsoft has prioritized over Skype. Microsoft bought the video calling service for $8.5 billion in 2011, which was cutting edge at that time. George Williams reporting.
Homeless problems in the Motor City.
The mayor of Detroit taking steps to help homeless people following the deaths of two children who were in a van during extremely cold weather. Mayor Mike Duggan says this cannot ever happen again, adding that outreach staff will visit families who call to report a loss of housing. Jason Walker reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
time by. New in Washington, Ukrainian President Zelensky's visit to the White House ending early after a diplomatic breakdown on Friday.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's leader turned ugly.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. You're people are dying. You're running low on soldiers. You're running low on soldiers.
Vice President Vance also got involved in the explosive back and forth. A planned news conference and ceremony to sign a U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal were canceled.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Senator Tom Cotton applauding Elon Musk's call for federal workers to submit a list of their accomplishments.
This kind of, job performance metrics are very common in the private sector. I understand a lot of government agencies don't have them. But surely most people could reflect on a full week's worth of work and figure out what they contributed.
This is SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky's visit to the White House ended early after a diplomatic breakdown on Friday.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's leader turned ugly.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you.
You're running low on soldiers. You're running low on soldiers.
Vice President Vance also got involved in the explosive back and forth. A planned news conference and ceremony to sign a U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal were canceled, and Zelensky left the White House empty-handed. The president wrote on social media that Zelensky can come back when he is ready for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Several Republican senators rallied to support the president after that tense Oval Office meeting.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Vladimir Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is among those applauding Elon Musk and his Doge work for calling on federal workers to submit a list of the work they've actually accomplished over the past week.
This kind of, job performance metrics are very common in the private sector. I understand a lot of government agencies don't have them, but surely most people could reflect on a full week's worth of work and figure out what they contributed.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Africa looking forward to a visit from evangelist Franklin Graham.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future, spending $1.6 million on TV ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former State Attorney General Brad Scheibel. He is pro-life and opposes the LGBT political agenda. This is SRN News. Skype, as you've noted, is about to become a thing of the past.
Microsoft says it's retiring Skype in May, shifting some of its services to Microsoft Teams, its flagship video conferencing platform. Skype users can use existing accounts to log into Teams, which Microsoft has.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky's visit to the White House ended early yesterday after a diplomatic breakdown.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's leader turned ugly.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're running low on soldiers.
Don't, please, you're running low on soldiers.
Vice President Vance also got involved in the explosive back and forth. A planned news conference and ceremony to sign a U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal were canceled, and Zelensky left the White House empty-handed. The president wrote on social media that Zelensky can come back when he is ready for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After that tense sit-down, several Republican senators rallied to show their support for President Trump. We get more on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Vladimir Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance. Standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
As the hard work continues at DOGE, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is among those applauding Elon Musk's call for federal workers to submit a list of the work they've accomplished over the past week.
This kind of, job performance metrics are very common in the private sector. I understand a lot of government agencies don't have them, but surely most people could reflect on a full week's worth of work and figure out what they contributed.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas weighing in on DOGE this week in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Correspondent George Williams reports that Skype, as you've noted, is about to become a thing of the past.
Microsoft says it's retiring Skype in May, shifting some of its services to Microsoft Teams, its flagship video conferencing platform. Skype users can use existing accounts to log into Teams, which Microsoft has prioritized over Skype. Microsoft bought the video calling service for $8.5 billion in 2011, which was cutting edge at that time. George Williams reporting.
Wall Street closed out its dreary February on a brighter note on Friday as stocks rallied just a bit.
The S&P 500 jumped 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.6%. Every major index still closed out the month with a loss. Damian Troisi, New York.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Homeless problems in the Motor City.
The mayor of Detroit taking steps to help homeless people following the deaths of two children who were in a van during extremely cold weather. Mayor Mike Duggan says this cannot ever happen again, adding that outreach staff will visit families who call to report a loss of housing. Jason Walker reporting.
Morocco's king is urging the country's Muslims to ease up when it comes to sheep sacrifices.
With Morocco's sheep herds dwindling at an alarming rate, King Mohammed VI made a rare break with tradition by urging families to forego buying sheep to sacrifice during the upcoming Eid al-Adha. In a letter read on state television Wednesday, he said the tradition could harm families with limited income because sheep have become so expensive. Keith Peters reporting.
You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinions.
WeThePeopleRadio.us has 14 years of free, uninterrupted archives. Join us live every Sunday, noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Jason Walker. Celtics fans in quite a frenzy last night when Boston raced out to a 25-3 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers in the final matchup of Eastern Conference frontrunners. But fans were celebrating a little too soon. The Cavs' Donovan Mitchell poured in 41 points, leading Cleveland to a way-come-from-behind victory, winning 123-116. The Cavs, by the way, have now won 9 straight. Also in the NBA, Joel Embiid will miss the rest of the season with the Philadelphia 76ers, saying he is, quote, medically unable to play. The 7-footer will be focusing on treatment and rehabilitation of his left knee and has been bothering him throughout the season. This is SRN Sports. Looking at some scores now in the NBA from last night, as mentioned, Cleveland over Boston, 123-116. Denver beat Detroit, 134-119. It was Oklahoma City, 135. Atlanta, 119. Lakers over the Clippers last night, 106-102. Utah skimming past Minnesota, 117-116. Phoenix, 125. New Orleans, 108. While Chicago Bulls took care of Toronto in overtime, 125-115. New York Knicks, 114. Memphis, 113. Portland, 121. Brooklyn, 102. And Miami beat Indiana, 125-120. In the National Hockey League, 3 games last night. Toronto, 3. The Rangers, 2. Colorado beat Minnesota, 5-2. And Dallas over Los Angeles, 6-2. This is SRN Sports.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's leader turned ugly.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're running low on soldiers.
Don't, please.
You're running low on soldiers.
Vice President Vance also got involved in the explosive back and forth. A planned news conference and ceremony to sign a U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal were canceled, and Zelensky left the White House empty-handed. The president wrote on social media that Zelensky can come back when he is ready for peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Volodymyr Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This kind of, you know, job performance metrics are very common in the private sector. I understand a lot of government agencies don't have them, but surely most people could reflect on a full week's worth of work and figure out what they contributed.
KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tensions remain high between the U.S. and Ukraine after yesterday's sit-down turned out to be not so diplomatic at the White House. President Trump now says he wants an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and has warned Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky to make peace or lose American support. Zelensky says Ukraine won't enter peace talks with Russia until it has security guarantees against another offensive. And he also added that the heated Oval Office spat with President Trump was, in his words, not good for both sides, but he believes a relationship with President Trump can be salvaged. Freshman Senator Dave McCormick says the U.S. Senate has been working hard to help fulfill President Trump's agenda, everything from voting his cabinet nominees into place to his plans for the U.S. budget. This is SRN News.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Jason Walker. Celtics fans in quite a frenzy last night when Boston raced out to a 25-3 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers in the final matchup of Eastern Conference frontrunners. But fans were celebrating a little too soon. The Cavs' Donovan Mitchell poured in 41 points, leading Cleveland to a way come from behind victory, winning 123-116. The Cavs, by the way, have now won 9 straight. Also in the NBA, Joel Embiid will miss the rest of the season with the Philadelphia 76ers, saying he is, quote, medically unable to play. The 7-footer will be focusing on treatment and rehabilitation of his left knee and has been bothering him throughout the season. This is SRN Sports. Looking at some scores now in the NBA from last night, as mentioned, Cleveland over Boston, 123-116. Denver beat Detroit, 134-119. It was Oklahoma City, 135. Atlanta, 119. Lakers over the Clippers last night, 106-102. Utah skimming past Minnesota, 117-116. Phoenix 125, New Orleans 108, while Chicago Bulls took care of Toronto in overtime, 125-115. New York Knicks 114, Memphis 113, Portland 121, Brooklyn 102, and Miami beat Indiana 125-120. In the National Hockey League, 3 games last night, Toronto 3, the Rangers 2, Colorado beat Minnesota 5-2, and Dallas over Los Angeles 6-2. This is SRN Sports.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another air-related potential disaster, even though it turned out not to be too much of a problem. Correspondent Julie Walker says it was a close call for a FedEx plane making an emergency landing.
Video on social media shows a FedEx plane with its right engine on fire flying into New Jersey's Newark Airport Saturday morning and landing safely just after it took off.
Probably about 700-800 feet. Is when the birds took out the right engine.
Audio of the pilot calling in a bird strike captured by liveatc.net. Air traffic control quickly clearing the runway.
Bird strike number two engine was impacted. There were flames.
I'm Julie Walker.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turned into a tense shouting match.
In a remarkable exchange between world leaders, captured in real time by the news media, the two presidents began to argue as Ukraine's leaders sought security guarantees to end the war with Russia.
You've allowed from yourself very, to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about
from
it.
From the very beginning of the war.
You're not in a good position.
I don't have
the cards right now.
At one point, Vice President Vance told Zelensky he was being disrespectful, and President Trump accused his counterpart of gambling with World War III. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says high-level officials at the FBI have a well-earned credibility problem at the moment.
Lying to the Congress, lying to the public. I mean, they have a credibility problem, and the truth. I mean, I'm a big believer that this administration needs to seek the truth and needs to err on the side of transparency regarding the truth it finds.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. All indications are your pastor is concerned about religious freedom abroad.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that had allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics. That's to follow President Trump's new executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled they may defy President Trump's order. This is SRN News. To end the month of February, it was seven planets in a graceful array in the sky, as Bernie Bennett reports.
These planetary hangouts happen when several planets appear to line up in the night sky at once. They're not in a straight line, but they're close together on one side of the sun. The astronomical link-up is fairly common and can happen at least every year depending on the number of planets. A parade of four or five planets visible to the naked eye happens every few years, according to NASA. This month, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter are visible to the naked eye. A faint Saturn and Mercury are close to the horizon, making them hard to spot. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Leading game maker Hasbro kicking off the North American International Toy Fair in New York by unveiling a new toy brand called Nanomalls, where handheld tech play meets nurture, sensory play, and self-expression. The many electronic companions squeak, giggle, and even purr when you show them love. More on these stories at srnnews.com. With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a FedEx plane makes an emergency landing following an engine fire all caused by a bird strike.
Video on social media shows a FedEx plane with its right engine on fire flying into New Jersey's Newark Airport Saturday morning and landing safely just after it took off.
Probably about 700-800 feet is when the birds took out the right engine.
Audio of the pilot calling in a bird strike captured by liveatc.net. Air traffic control quickly clearing the runway.
Bird strike, number two engine was impacted. There were flames.
I'm Julie Walker.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turned into a tense shouting match yesterday. President Trump wrote later on social media he is determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace. This is SRN News. With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another air-related potential disaster, even though it turned out not to be too much of a problem. Correspondent Julie Walker says it was a close call for a FedEx plane making an emergency landing.
Video on social media shows a FedEx plane with its right engine on fire flying into New Jersey's Newark Airport Saturday morning and landing safely just after it took off.
Probably about 700-800 feet. Is when the birds took out the right engine.
Audio of the pilot calling in a bird strike captured by liveatc.net. Air traffic control quickly clearing the runway.
Bird strike, number two engine was impacted. There were flames.
I'm Julie Walker.
An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turned into a tense shouting match.
In a remarkable exchange between world leaders captured in real time by the news media, the two presidents began to argue as Ukraine's leader sought security guarantees to end the war with Russia.
You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
At one point, Vice President Vance told Zelensky he was being disrespectful, and President Trump accused his counterpart of gambling with World War III. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says high-level officials at the FBI have a well-earned credibility problem at the moment.
Lying to the Congress, lying to the public. I mean, they have a credibility problem, and the truth. I mean, I'm a big believer that this administration needs to seek the truth and needs to err on the side of transparency regarding the truth it finds.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. All indications are your pastor is concerned about religious freedom abroad.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that had allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics. That's to follow President Trump's new executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled they may defy President Trump's order. This is SRN News. To end the month of February with seven planets in a graceful array in the sky, as Bernie Bennett reports.
These planetary hangouts happen when several planets appear to line up in the night sky at once. They're not in a straight line, but they're close together on one side of the sun. The astronomical link-up is fairly common and can happen at least every year depending on the number of planets. A parade of four or five planets visible to the naked eye happens every few years, according to NASA. This month, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter are visible to the naked eye. A faint Saturn and Mercury are close to the horizon, making them hard to spot. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Leading game maker Hasbro kicking off the North American International Toy Fair in New York by unveiling a new toy brand called Nanomalls, where handheld tech play meets nurture, sensory play, and self-expression. The mini electronic companions squeak, giggle, and even purr when you show them love. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.